Blog Talk Radio.
That time again. I know you're listening because I see the stats. And guess what? It's Taino Radio. Radio Taino. Hope everyone's well. Thanks for listening. Wow. We're going to have a fun show tonight because we're just going to have fun. This is Sanakori, DJ Sanakori to you. Once again, Mabrika, welcome to our show. Thank you all you future listeners for downloading this show. I know who's downloading. Yep, people from Ireland, people from England, people from Finland. Yo, Finland, I know you got some beautiful mountains out there. Lord of the Rings, right? The Netherlands, always with us. Japan, you've been with us for 2 months now. That's awesome. I got to learn some Japanese. Wait a minute, hold on. We might have a Japanese speaker later. So hold on. And who else? I'm looking at the stats. I'm looking at the Netherlands. I'm looking at Australia. You've been with us for a good 6 months. Argentina, yes. Of course. Los Caribeños, that's right. Quisquera Bellas with us. We have Borinquen, that's right. And Jamaica. The nation, Taino Nation in Jamaica, thank you for listening. We got to get you on the show. Write us Taino Radio 1491 at gmail.com. Send us a line. We got to get you in there, Jamaica. Wow, who else? I'm looking at the stat. Well, Canada, believe it or not, is always in third place behind Borinquen. Turtle Island, you're always in first place. That's awesome. You're listening. Man, so let's get to the show. So at this moment, we have Spooky Lou. Where are you, Spooky?
I'm Spooky right here. How's everyone doing tonight? How you doing, Sanakori? I'm just chilling, laid back. Still beat down from the sun out here. I think it was like 120 maybe earlier today. And I'm trying to survive. That's how I feel right now. It's brutal, man. It's brutal.
That's awesome, man. Survival's a good thing, you know?
Survival's a great thing. I want to live. And that's a great point you just brought up. It's all about survival. It's all about living. That's what we have to do as human beings is live, don't we? Let's get pumped up. I got to wake up. Focus.
That's right, man. That's right. You know, and you know, it was a cool topic last week. I got a little email from a Satanist. He said, it's all about the money. It's all about the material. Forget about the God stuff. It's all about the money.
Really? Is that what they said? Huh.
I don't know if it was a joke or what. It says, forget about God. Forget about myths, legends. It's all about the money. Makes sense, all right?
Interesting. It does make sense. Everything's a business. But, next time maybe that caller would like to call in and share his thoughts with us live. It'd be really cool. You don't know.
Well, now that you said that, guess what? We got a surprise listener and caller.
Who's that? I know I've heard something. They're going to come and kill me. I know they will. I heard you. Oh, I need to run. There's no more zone. Help me. I need some help. Help me.
There's your help, Spooky Lou. We got Jerry Steph. What's up? Formerly known as Stephanie Sky.
Jerry Steph, Spooky Steph. That doesn't matter.
What is she?
Jerry Spooky. All of that.
Oh, man.
On occasion, she's also Spooky Steph. Wait a minute, that was Stephanie Sky's music.
Hey, you found out quick. Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's going on? Spooky Staff, how's everything? How you guys doing? How's your night?
Not
I'm
bad.
All right. Okay.
How's your weekend? How's your weekend go?
I can't complain. I mean, How was your weekend, Sana Buddy? Happy Father's Day formally. You know, we didn't get to do the show yesterday, so happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I spent time with my daughter and her boyfriend. It was a good time, man. We were by the lake, by the salt marsh, Chiracapot. Chilled out there.
Nice.
And stuff. It was kind of cool. Yeah, it was kind of cool. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it was fun. It was hot, man, but it was good. You know? Good being in nature, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. How about your dads? Everything was cool with your dads?
My dad is actually up here in New York. He lives in Florida, so he's visiting. He's still here. So, yeah, I got to some time with him on Father's Day, which doesn't happen too often.
Oh, well. That's a good thing. I got to virtually hang out with my dad for a minute because he's out in the mainland or boarding gang right now. So, you know, hopefully I get to see him soon. But happy Father's Day, Dad. And, you know, what happened?
I said, aw.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's life, right? That's just the way life is, baby. You know, life is important. Family is important. Friends, family, survival. Like Lou said earlier, it's all about survival. And it's interesting you stated that earlier, Lou, because that's what life is about. It really is about survival, right? For your family, for your friends, for yourself. But what if, just what if we knew possibly that the world is ending? What if we knew, or we had an idea that a few years from now, life will not exist the way it does today. I mean, just a year ago, look what happened with COVID. Who in 100 years, because those people, most of all of them passed away, would have really thought we would have had some sort of virus or some sort of virus that would really be capable of wiping out many people and possibly the whole world. And look at what happened. I mean, this is, it became a reality. Something that you see on TV actually became a reality. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. In every essence of it all, I think you're right. COVID really took everyone by surprise. You know, we all really thought, I think here in the U.S., our first case of COVID was, what, the end of January? By February, we were all very optimistic with the idea of, oh, by April, it'll be done. And then April got here, we're just like, oh, by June, it'll be gone. And then June got here, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And, you know, the amount of people who were on ventilators, the amount of bodies that were, had to be put in, like, freight trucks, iced up freight trucks, just so that they weren't outside decomposing because there were so many dead bodies and not enough space to accommodate them. It was really something out of a sci-fi movie almost. You know, we really were looking at things in a whole different lens after a certain point. And it it was a wake-up call that, you know, if we really don't pay attention and we don't do things that are necessary, who knows? It could be a Will Smith movie out here one of these days.
Exactly, and that's the scary part, you know. We've always hear about this possibility of occurring, and the fact that we just had a taste of a pandemic that pretty much crippled the world, you know, not just America, but the world. And mm-hmm. the panic, you know, my job has trained me for this. They trained me for this very moment. And I look at it, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's never going to happen here. It's never going to happen here. And you know what? The day came that it actually happened. And we look back and I'm like, wow, this isn't a joke. This is really happening. And I was watching TV earlier and they were speaking about there's a new variant. Have you heard about that? There's a new variant.
Yeah.
It's right. I think it's the same variant that was out in India. And mm-hmm. a lot of people were dying. I think India's still in a bad state. I could be wrong. But now they're saying that variant is here in the U.S. and it could be the leading variant, you know. And, I mean, we're not even having near as half the population vaccinated because a lot of people do not believe in the vaccine. Right?
That's the Delta.
What happened?
That's the Delta.
That's the Delta. What is the Delta?
That's the new variant. It's stronger than the original COVID. COVID on steroids.
So it's COVID on steroids. And do we really know how this is going to affect everyone that's been vaccinated so far? I mean, do we have an idea? Has the government really explained anything?
Well, I read a study today. It was saying that the people that getting sick from Delta here in the U.S. are those that didn't get vaccinated. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if it's propaganda or what, but it's saying people who didn't get vaccinated are in danger.
So right now what they're saying is even though it's a new variant, as long as you're vaccinated, you're protected and you're okay. Is that what they're saying?
Well,
you can get
from
sick,
the Delta.
But you can still get sick, but it's not going to be as bad. Now, there's also things going around regarding the vaccine and the people who have taken the vaccine. A lot of people are starting to experience heart inflammation. So they're having symptoms of, you know, pressure in their chest, tightness, issues breathing, issues focusing, dizziness, you know, lightheadedness. And then they're ruling it all as, you know, nothing important at the moment. And then they check their blood pressure, and blood pressure while you're sitting down stationary is through the roof. Next thing you know, a few days later, they're dead.
Are you serious?
You haven't heard of that?
I have not heard of that, no. I've been down here trying to survive
in
120-degree
right
weather. It's what?
No, it's a double-edged sword right now. People who aren't getting the vaccination have this new strain of COVID that they can possibly get and, you know, really have some ramifications of. And then there are people who are getting the virus and are having heart inflammation issues, and they're dying.
That's scary. And like you said, well put, it's a double-edged sword. So it's like we take our chances with the virus, or we take our chances with the vaccine for possibility either way, you might die. And the funny thing is, if you think about it, and at the end of the day, we're all going to die anyway, right? I know the show sounds pretty morbid right now, and the show says time travel. But there is a point to this with time travel, but it's really about the extension of the human race. Could this be the possibility or a glimpse just of the beginning? Because, I mean, we thought that we would be able to get rid of this virus. I mean, according to our last president, it would have been over by that summer. Total opposite. It continued rampant around the world. People, I believe the U.S. had the most death out of this virus. If it's not a conspiracy, which I don't believe it is. And what if this is just a taste of what's coming down? What if this keeps mutating and we don't have a vaccine, or we don't know if the vaccine will eventually kill us or the virus will kill us. I mean, this is crazy times. We live in a weird world where we're trying to go back to normal. But the truth is, there's nothing normal about anything that's going on, right?
Yeah. It's going to have to be a brand new normal at this. You know, so many people have lost people, parents, friends, siblings, you know, partners. And
my condolences to those people.
Work for over a year. You know, people are just now starting to become social again, physically social, that is. You know, people are just now re-entering the workforce. You know, offices are just now starting to open. Some businesses or companies and corporations that used to have in-house, you know, offices, they are no longer even offering at-work options. You know, you're working from home. So I don't think normal is going to be what we were accustomed to. We're going to really have a brand new normal soon. You know, Canada is looking to have their little passport book for the vaccine, and they're really pushing it. They're really pushing the idea of a vaccine passport book. If you don't have it, you can't travel. So normal is going to be very different for quite some time, I think.
So, right, once again, this is a time travel show. Anyone listening to Spooky Lou Show, if you want to call in, you can chime in. Call us at 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Now, let's take this to a whole other level of conspiracy, right? What if the government actually knew that there's possibly going to be a doomsday? And they know that they're only buying us time because they really don't know, or they do know that they have an idea that it's just a matter of time. We're all going to be extinct. And if you haven't heard, the reason why where I'm going with this is it's pretty interesting. I'm not saying this is real by far, right? It could be just entertainment, but it's an interesting concept. Talk user. By the name of, I believe his name is Único Sobreviviente, I believe. I'll post it on my Spooky Lou Paranormal page so you can follow and take a look at this TikTok. This is a very interesting page. This person, right, he's in Spain, and he claims that he is in the future in 2027, and he doesn't know how he got there. So the story is he wakes up one day in the hospital, has no idea what he's doing there, doesn't know what happened prior, and is confused about what's going on. He searches the whole hospital and finds no one. He starts roaming the streets and realizes that there's no one. He's looking for equipment, his phone. He has an iPhone. He's going around, and what he notices, his iPhone has the current date and the current year, but everything around him is saying it's 2027. And according to what he's saying is everyone is dead in the year 2020, by the year 2027. However, he has been the only survivor of whatever occurred. And he knows this because some notes were left about an experiment they were doing on him, these scientists. But he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know if he's stuck in a parallel universe or he's in the future, because he'll show video. I mean, this is pure video. It could be high-powered editing. You know, never discredit that. Could be a great magician. But he's actually going around showing video of places. As an example, equivalent to Times Square, you know, whether you drop the clock, you can't change that time or the date or the year. But he's been able to show that it's that time, rush hour. He's standing there, and there's absolutely no one there. he doesn't understand how he's able to post and communicate with people in 2021, but everything is saying that everything around him is either 2027, 2000, or 2023. And everyone's gone. I mean, how do you wrap your head around that? I know it sounds, speak about it, it's almost like, yeah, it's kind of stupid. But here's the hard part. The video, the footage of what he's showing is the part that makes you think, how the hell? I mean, he has over 3.5 million followers now. That's how huge this guy's going. And now there's the media's getting hit to it finally. Now, have you guys heard about this person? Have you guys come across anything like this?
So I watched a video today. There was another guy who does some paranormal stuff. And I watched, it was about a 17-minute long video, basically showing everything that this guy, what's his name, Juan, right? I think his name is Juan, out in Spain. Everything that he posts. And at first, I'm watching it, and I'm just like, you know what? It's a pretty good clickbait, is how I looked at it at first.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. So did
and it intrigued me because, you know, this is my niche. These are the things that I like. I like the weird. I like the spooky. I like the paranormal. I like the off-centered, the sci-fi-esque type of things. So it intrigued me. I kept on watching the videos. And exactly what you said, he keeps on going to these places. And then he started to interact with the users. And the people on TikTok would send him messages in Spanish, you know, asking him to go places or asking him to do things. And it's wild because he'll go to these places and they're well-known places, you know, good traffic areas. Somebody asked him to go to the subway and it was completely empty. We're from New York, right? So when we think subway, we think of everybody everywhere huddled up together, nonstop traffic in some way, shape, or form. You know, it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, there's always somebody and something going on in the subway. Always, all the time.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, if it's not a train passing by or a delayed train, because we're notorious for delayed trains out here, there's always somebody down there, or at least a rat or two, you know? But in his video, he went into the subway thing, like ghost town type empty. And then, where was it? He went to, I guess it was like a little museum or a museum, an attraction, a tourist attraction, in broad daylight, you know, so it's not like it was 7 or 8, it could have been 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, but it was a museum, you know, and he's walking through the museum as if nobody was there. And, you know, the skeptic in me says, all right, well, maybe he hired somebody to let him in and let him do this, right?
Correct.
But then he started to do that in other areas as well. There's absolutely no way, shape, or form somebody's going to risk their job consistently in all these different places just to let a guy come in and walk around and pretend that he's the last person, you know, in this dimension. It's improbable. And so I started to really try and make sense of things, right? But then there was a commentary that was made by the guy who posted the videos or the information, who was doing the review. And he mentioned that there was no animals anywhere. There wasn't birds or anything, right? So I rewound some of these clips, and there's nothing, not a bird in sight, not a bug, not a bee, nothing at all anywhere. There's nothing. It's literally him looking like he's walking around in the video game in a desolate area, like
exactly.
I Am Legend all over again. And
but it's
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And then he went to the zoo, right? They showed a clip of him going into the zoo. And there wasn't an animal in sight. there was water, there was fountains still, but there was no animal at all, any way, shape, or form, nothing there, just this guy. So at this point, I'm just like, okay, maybe there's this really, really small possibility that it's true. Because, I mean, I don't have anything to prove otherwise, you know, and my quantum physics isn't good enough to try and figure out an equation to figure this crap out. So all I can do is sit back in amazement, like, what the hell is going on? So then what I saw in the video was he started to leave things, like little keychains, right? And he would drop coordinates for the keychains. And people would go to the coordinates and then post that they found what he left. And that threw me off. I was done after that. I was.
it doesn't make sense.
Sat down. Yeah, I sat down and I had to really assess the situation. Like, hold on, Steph. I think you're drinking too much of the Kool-Aid right now, because this is some wild shit. So nonetheless, it was just like, I don't know what to make of it, you know. So of course there were more clips in there, but I walked away without an opinion because I have no way to wrap my head around what's actually going on right now. And like you said, you know, it could be this elaborate tech that he has going on and excessive amounts of spare time that he has. And, you know, maybe he's just putting it out now and, you know, he spent the pandemic, you know, traveling, going around the area when he wasn't supposed to or something. And, you know, now he's starting to put it out piece by piece by piece. He took all this time to edit everything. It could be that, but it's wild because I can't get past the dropping of the coordinates with the keychains. And then the fact that people are telling him, you know, in real time, hey, go here. And then he goes and there's nothing going on. I can't get past it. So I don't even know what to make of it, honestly. And y'all know me. I could go on for days with an opinion, but I don't know.
I agree. It's like a mind frizzle, because I don't want to curse, right? It is a mind frizzle right there, because I sit there, and that's the same exact reaction I had in the beginning. I was like, yeah, BS. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah, that's cute. But as you start watching the video, you start to realize how kind of serious it becomes. It's almost like, wait a minute. I mean, is there an inkling of truth to this? Because if it is, we're in trouble. And it's almost like at first I took it as a joke. And I'm not going to say that I do believe, like you said, the best answer is I don't have an opinion, but I don't understand. Because how... if this is a hoax, right? Like you said, in the pandemic, there was a time in Spain and around the world where it was mandatory. What do you call that? It was mandatory. I can't think.
Lockdown.
Right. Stay home. Lockdown. Can you go anywhere?
Yeah, mandatory. Especially in Europe. In Europe, they had curfews and they were locked down terribly. Like if you went outside for anything that was not work, you were completely reprimanded for it. Europe did not play,
so,
which is why they opened up so much sooner than we did. So I don't know.
Correct.
I have.
So let's give him the benefit of the doubt, right? So let's say he's a police officer and he had access to go anywhere he wanted because he's a police officer during lockdown. The thing is, it's like you said, how would he have access to so many places, like the airport, right? I don't know if you saw the video of him in the airport. It's all empty. You see the flights coming in and out, and there's absolutely no one in the airport. Fair enough. The zoo one is amazing. You're right. How do you hide an elephant?
Right. How do
you
hide a lion?
How do you hide a lion? How do you hide birds in the background flying around the trees? I mean, there must be some serious editing equipment. Yeah, there's no sound. Yeah, but how do you do that, this guy? Huh?
I have a question.
Oh,
if there's no animals and there's no people, how's he eating?
Well, that's the thing. He shows
you. But they still have the grocery stores.
Yeah, the stores are still low. I mean, he'll walk into a supermarket, just like you see in the End of the World movies. He shows himself going to the supermarkets, and he'll get food. He'll get he'll go to like the equivalent to Best what is it, Best Buy and Beyond or
Best Buy
he'll get
is
like
electronics.
Soap. Sorry, not Best Buy. I think he's been there too, but he's went to the beauty one. No, there's one where someone wrote, well, how do you take showers? You're by yourself. He walks into the, oh, my God, what is the one we get all the beautiful lotions and the smells are great and the soap.
Like
Bath
and Body Works?
There you go. He sells himself going to one of those stores, and he has a bath bomb, and he drops it in the bathtub, and he's taking a bath. Go ahead.
Wow.
We got a caller. His name is Walter Smith. As a caller, his name is Walter Smith. He says he has some insight into this video. Hold on. Let me see if I connect him. Walter, are you there?
I am here.
How you doing, Walter? How's your night going?
Hey, Walter.
Everything's good. How about you?
It's going good. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking, Walter. So, you said you have some insight about this video, so you know exactly what we're speaking about?
A little bit, not too much. Now, this is Renee, man.
Double 007 here.
You know, one thing about Renee is that he can't hide that Puerto Rican New York accent.
That is a
fact. No matter how hard he tries.
No matter how hard I try, man, I can't sound. I was trying to sound like Lewis, but I can't.
It's Walter Smith. He's Boricua in another dimension.
And I don't sound like a Smith. And I don't sound like a Smith.
No.
Unless he's related to Jimmy Smith, you know what I'm saying? But that's about it.
No, you know what, man? I'm here in New Mexico, bro, still, and I'm calling, and it's 2 hours, a little, you know.
Oh, what?
Three hours difference. We're in the same time zone, brother.
That's right. It's good, man. Exhausting, bro, because it's too hot, man. I don't know how, man. I saw a pigeon with a tank top on. It was just too hot over here, bro.
I know. I'm dying, man. I was out today.
I don't know how you do it.
Dude, I was out today. I was out in the lake all day, but I was like, this is too much. I have to leave. It was getting to me, man. It's rough.
I had a long day, too, man. It was good. I mean, I had a little issue before. I rented the car and... You know, first time over here in New Mexico, and when I parked my car at Walgreens, I just went through my, you know, to get something to eat at the whole old town, Albuquerque.
Okay.
Came back, and guess what happened? My front car was torn apart. Somebody hit my shit.
What?
Torn apart. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Part.
Oh, my God.
And I was there in that heat, bro, for 3 hours waiting for another to grab the truck, the car, so I can replace the rental. It was in the heat, bro. I wasted my whole day. I had it all planned out. It was crazy. But that's what I had a replacement.
Well, yeah, what happened?
Some guy, some idiot, you know, it was parked. You know, it's funny. I park it there, and I'm thinking, you know what? Let me move a little back because the front is a little out. And the parking lot, you know, the parking lot at Walgreens, you know, where you usually park at?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, some dude came back, ran. He left a note and everything. He was nice to do that. Yeah, but
hey, buddy.
Left a note.
Sorry, I just stole the car.
I mean, I made the police report and everything. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I was fully covered anyways from the rental. I put the whole coverage on it just in case any accident happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
But it was just ridiculous, man. Waiting there for 3 hours, bro, in that heat. It was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why'd you go to New Mexico to begin with? What's out there?
We had a gathering. You know, we had a gathering. It's a Templar thing. We had a gathering over there.
Oh, okay.
The temple is now it's here. It used to be in Denver. So it was a 3-day thing. I made it a 4-day. And everybody left yesterday. It was the last day, and then
okay.
I'm leaving. My flight is at 11:43, 8 p.m. So I want to ride.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm at the airport.
I wanted to actually go out there to visit you, but I was like, man, that's an 8-hour drive for me. Would I have been able to hang out with you and participate with you guys or no?
Yeah, you could have, yeah. Just only one part you could have. But, yeah, you could have came
gotcha.
And I would have introduced you to some. I could have introduced you to some of my friends and everything. I have friends coming from California, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan.
God.
You know, yeah, all my friends, yeah. Yeah.
Well, next time, ahead of time, man, keep me posted. And
I'll be back in March.
Okay.
I'll be back in March. But I wasn't gonna try to drive, bro. I wasn't trying to drive 3 hours to no place. Most of the great places
was
3 to 4 hours. I was not trying to do that, bro.
Yeah, no,
I'm
it's
not used
rough.
To driving
I was gonna
there.
Drive, especially the heat. I'm used to driving now, but I was like, for that heat, I was like 8 hours in the heat driving. I was like,
I can't do it. I can't do it, bro. I can't drive that long. Maybe I was just going maybe like 30-minute drives. You know, it was just crazy, bro. Crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But the topic you guys are talking
bro.
Is very interesting, though.
Have you heard about anything?
About travel traveling?
Yeah, and have you heard about that guy from TikTok?
I've never heard about him, but I try to stay away from him. Like TikTok and things like that, because there's a lot of people in those types of things that the conspiracy theories is just too much. You know, it's like too much for me.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just too much. You know, the thing is, I think a scientist said something about time traveling. I forgot what it was. I forgot what it was, but it's interesting that, you know, I don't know if you heard of this. There was one thing that, a guy was a time traveler. This is posted all over, bro. It was ridiculous. And he was he time traveled to Mars. And he saw the dinosaurs, some kind of machine. He took pictures of it. People that once lived in Mars. I mean, it was just big. People believed in it until it turns out it was all, you know, bull crap.
How long ago did this guy come out with this information?
This was a long time ago. I would say maybe 8 to 9 years ago.
Got it.
You can Google it.
You can Google it.
Yeah.
I'll Google it. You know what makes this is like I was explaining to Spooky Steph and to Sana Gordy is that the thing that makes this thing unique, right, Renee, is the fact that he's either a Steven Spielberg with Steven Spielberg money or he's a genius because, I mean, I just recently saw a video he posted where some guy said, listen, I live down the block from this, like a police, like headquarters. If you're for real, I want you to film yourself going into the headquarters and show it. So the guy, he says, I'll be there at this time. He goes to the police headquarters. He walks right in, starts walking around the hallways, and he shows himself going into these offices where it's empty. So, you know, someone writes to him and says, well, you could have rented it. And I'm thinking, well, what police station allows you to rent a police station, number one? And then someone responded back, and they were like, well, even though if that were the case, there's 24-hour guards, there's 24-hour police officers guarding the place. They're not going to get out of the way for one guy to make a film, him going in there. They're just not going to do it for security reasons. So how is this guy doing this? That's the key, right? And the scariest part of this whole thing is that he showed himself. He went down not a funeral. What do you call that? I'm sorry, I haven't eaten, so I'm a little off. I was in the sun all day.
A cemetery.
Got to. he went to a cemetery. In this cemetery, what he showed was like thousands, what it looked like to me, hundreds or like thousands of like coffins on top of each other, just mounds of like coffins of people's death, you know. And so he's like, I can't find one person alive. He goes, I didn't think I would find this. And as you could just see coffins upon coffins upon coffins in the cemetery. How does he have a budget to create something like that is my question. If it's fake, I mean, he's got to be a magician. He could be a magician, a great editor. I just don't understand how this guy's capable of going to places and no one being there. Once again, could be high power editing that, you know, equipment that's out there. It could be. And he knows how to use it. Now, it's probably not privy to everyone. I don't know. But I just don't understand. Could he be telling the truth? He shows the computers and it has a different time. A different time on it, you know. And I'm not saying it's real, but it makes you question, how the hell is he doing this, and is there a possibility this could be real because of how he is doing it?
You know, there's one thing about time traveling is the only way that you can probably do it, and is something called past life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you know where you was in your past life, if you know, like, there are just cases of kids who they can name the place and time they died, how they died, the family and daughter's name, et cetera, back in time. And there's been evidence of that. So that's one of the prime examples of maybe time traveling. Right, because you can be reincarnated and have those memories.
Yeah, me and Stephanie did a show on this back in the days. But go ahead.
Yeah, so that's one little evidence of that part. Because to go back it's impossible. I think it's very impossible because time can only go linear, right? So
correct.
It's impossible to go back in time. I mean, it's impossible. There's been, like, you know, you watch this show Ancient Aliens, right? You watch these little glyphs and they have this guy supposedly holding a tablet and they think, oh, look, he's holding the future. To me, it's ridiculous.
Let me tell you this, man, and I don't mean to cut you off, right? But you just reminded me of something. So I hear what you're saying, 100%, right? Check this out. So I know of a guy, and he's an older man, and he told me a story. I want to share it, but I'm scared to share it because of what he told me, right? Because it has to do with the government and his experience. He retired from the government, but what he told me, I want to give bits and pieces, not the full story, because I mean, I'm not saying anything would happen. No one's probably going to believe it anyway. But could he get in trouble? I don't know. I would hate for something ever happen because I said something, right?
You can just name a fake name of him. You can call him Kyle.
Okay,
That makes sense. Yeah.
So we're going to use Kyle from the Terminator. So Kyle, right? Kyle's an old man, military vet. You know, his whole military service, whole life. He retired, you know, and he had a specific job in the military until he retired. Super down to earth gentleman, great guy, man. And matter of fact, he reminds you of a Santa Claus kind of character, you know, like just a cool dude. And he was telling me that one day when he's down there, I mean, hold on. Am I hearing some music here? What the hell is this? This isn't it. This isn't flute time, buddy. So anyways, what happened is... What happened? I felt like I was in a spa for a second. I'm about to get a massage. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is... No, I'm kidding. So, but go back to Renee's topic, right? He was saying that when... He was in the military. They took him to Let's just say it's a base that everyone knows but doesn't know, right? It's like a secret base. And when he got there, the reason his purpose of being there was because they were doing experimental flying. And just in case if there was an accident, you know, they were there to help. What happened was what he saw, he got blown away by what he saw. And what he saw wasn't anything that we have. And they told him the truth. They had scientists. They showed him. They pretty much told him that we were reverse engineering alien technology. They actually showed him the bodies of these aliens, right? But what they actually told him was that they're really not aliens. What they are is beings from the future who are us, and they're military, and they discovered a way to open up a portal into the past because we know that, like you said, time is linear. It goes straight, and it keeps going. So they're from a different time, but they actually learn how to open up a portal to come back. From what he explained to me, scientists now understand that even though time is linear, everything is happening at the same time in a different time, if that makes sense. So even though we're here on this plane, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that sounds like a thing, a guy named, his name is, I forgot his name. But in the 70s, there was a man, he used to work at the in Area 51.
See, he said the place I didn't want to say, but go ahead.
Yeah, he used to work, I forgot his full name, but he used to work in Area 51, and he used to work in a hangar. And what he said was there's an element that these spaceships, like the government had for the spaceship. And the
Bob Lazar.
How the spaceship, there you go,
no,
Bob,
no,
Lazar.
Bob
Lazar. That's his name.
Bob Lazar's from the 80s, not the 70s. So yeah, I was going to get to that because what he told me was, right, what he told me was, because he's way older than Bob Lazar. And what he told me was when they explained this to him, right, you know, he was blown away. They made him sign documents saying he can't speak about it. But he said that, I mean, even confirmed with his wife that they would visit every year to make sure that his wife didn't know anything or he wouldn't talk. He said at this point all those people that died because they're all old, right? They're older than him. And he's like, I don't care anymore because I'm old. But he said when Bob Lazar came out, he said, holy shit, this guy's for real. He's speaking the truth. Because he's like, that guy knows exactly what he's saying, that everything he talked about. It's facts because he said he witnessed it himself. He's witnessed more than Bob Lazar, actually. But he didn't work there as a normal person. He was there on case, on call. If something blew up or there was an accident, it's his job to save the people or something like that. But according to what he said, it is true. And we know that we're time traveling, not us, but us in the future are time traveling. So,
yeah, that's
I
was going to say. That the only way to use that, there's an element that they use, these beings use, called Element 15. Element 15 is something that Bob Lazar was working on. That's how the ships functioned. That's how they flew.
Correct.
So what happened was the U.S. government is trying to mimic that element, but they can't. You see?
Correct.
So he was like,
reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering it, but they can't, because if they can, because what happened is there's a ship that came with this little basketball shaped sphere that was within the ship. That's in the it's located in the bottom of the ship. So what happens is that little ball, basketball shaped type of metal, has its own gravity. Now it's impossible for anything to have its own gravity that size, of the size of a basketball. That means that this thing is as strong like the sun, like it has its own gravity because of something called Element 15. So it's called Element 15 is what they use.
Element 15? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of the element that, don't worry about it. Me too, bro. Trust me. Miss Heat was... This thing is incredible. So that was the element that they're trying to mimic, but they can't. It's impossible. That's what Bob Lazar was working on.
Why do you think it's impossible?
Well, because you're talking about something that is not from this solar system. That is not in the periodic, right? So not in this periodic table, right? Not in the periodic table. Now, if you want to try to go to another solar system, it's going to take, you need something as fast as the speed of light, man. You know?
Yeah,
so you need something with that type of, you need something with that type of engineer for that to warp speed into something. It's funny because so that's why when I hear things like these guys from TikToks and stuff like that, it's pretty much impossible to do that. Now, when you want to talk about like reincarnation and you talk about a kid or whatever, then I can definitely see that, you know.
Correct.
Like, for example, we had a gathering. We were talking about the existence of our being, the existence of the goddesses, the existence of the divine feminine. We were talking about this, like all these things, right? It kind of fits the same type of thing that you're talking about, right? Because if you want to talk about time, now you're talking about the existence of everything as well, right? So, so to talk about that, that's something like you, it's just virtually impossible. You got to be like a god in order to do that type of thing. And these beings, whoever they are, you know, there was a guy who used to, in the 60s, witness something better than that. And he was stationed,
what do you mean?
I think, either. Well, he said, the story is called, he wrote a book. He says, the day I see the white tall being.
Okay,
not,
heard
as in, not as not as in not as in like Caucasian wise. It's just
I know.
Tall and like white.
Alien.
Right. And he, if you hear him, you can see the realness and the legitimacy, like the way he's talking. And
he's old now.
He was stationed in the desert. He was stationed in the desert, and he used to see these beings. And people in where he was stationed, he used to say, oh, be careful with these, whatever this guy. I forgot the name that they mentioned. But those beings taught him a lot of things. And actually, those beings, what he said, were so weak that they used to admire the humans because we are so strong and built. He said one day he bumped into one of them and the guy just flew. Like, one of them, like they can't pick up anything heavy. And he said these beings, they're not like us. Like, you know how we can communicate with animals. We have animals as pets. They basically be vegetarians. They don't have any relationship with animals. They see an animal come to them, they zap it, right? So it's very different. Yeah. The way they show affection to animals is very different. So it's a great point, because the way we see it, the way we have love to something, is very different to another being that loves something. The way we show affection is very different to them. Their ways of affection is totally different. But they do have kids. And what he said is that the planet that they're from has two suns, you know, but they've been here for thousands of years.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and by the way, Bob Lazar, by the way, I forgot to say this. The shit that Bob Lazar said, that the shit that he was working on was found from an archaeological dig. You know what that means? That is thousands of years old.
That's right. That's right. I've heard that.
And then you said,
I wonder where they
said something. That's what he didn't say it. He didn't say that. Actually, he actually didn't reveal that. He said he didn't. He's not going to reveal all the things, because these people made his life like a living hell. But what
that's
he said was, he said something interesting, because you mentioned it. These beings, he read in the memo that where they come from, right? He says that these beings said that humans has been engineered or 10 times, I believe. 10 times.
Really?
And, yeah, 10 times. I believe that's what he said. Like, they've been, they experimented on humans 10 times. They changed
so
10 times.
So it's almost like the creation story that Lou shared about, Sanakori shared, that the Navajos shared with you, right, Lou? The ant people, or there was like different...
Like
there was different creations of man. Oh, the Hopi. It was the Hopi, right? Like we've been around many different times. I guess go ahead, Lou.
Oh, the different time cycles, like different.
Yeah, like mankind has died, or like we came back as ant people, or that's what they're at, something like that. Or I spoke to a Hopi one time. Sorry, and I think he was telling me the creation story, and that in their creation story, like I think it was you, right?
You know what's interesting is this. Most people don't know this, but this is actually a true fact, and any astrophysicist would know this, and this is true, and this is recorded in ancient cultures, from the Dogon to the Egyptians to the into the Mayans. There is something called the Great Year, and also the something called the, because my mind is blank too, I'm exhausted. But anyways, the Great Year. So each cycle of the whole planet, the way we in, goes, the sun goes to each zodiac sign 2,160 years. Okay? So when it completes to all those signs, there's something called the Great Year. Now, the reason I'm talking is because you know, you have something called the Golden Age, the Iron Age, the Silver Age, and the Bronze Age, right?
Okay.
And the Iron Age is the Dark Ages. Now, for each age, humans are different. Not from a physical standpoint, but from a mental and spiritual standpoint. So in the Dark Ages, which happened 2,000-something years ago, that's the Dark Ages. Right now, we are heading in the Golden Age now. Heading there. This is why the Mayans have something called 2012.
Correct.
Right? It said there was the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, it's the end of a new cycle. Now it's back in time now, because it goes in time again, because it's repeating itself. Time is repeating itself. Okay? But it goes to each zodiac sign 2,160 years. So if you times with 2,160 years times 12, you get 24,000 or 25,000 years. 25,000 100 years, that's called the Great Year. It repeats itself, okay? So, for example, we were in the age of Pisces. That's the Dark Ages. Humans were more of the materialistic. And this is where not to change the subject, but just to make a point, where Christianity came to be. It was the age of Pisces. That's why Christians used the fish.
Okay.
That's the age of Pisces, okay? That's where the symbol of Christianity is a little fish, and the Pope has something called the meter, which looks like a fish's mouth, right? And in fact, he's called a fisherman, okay? That's what he's called. But before that, you have something called the age when the Egyptians were 4,000 years ago. That was the age of Aries. That's why you go to the Egyptian temples, you have a lot of rams. You see rams, you see bulls as gods, because they understood that. That's because they were the age of Taurus, the age of Aries. So each human came through a cycle, and they changed physically, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Now it's going to go back in time again. It's repeating itself. So we're going into the Golden Age, which is, some people will call it the age of Aquarius, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the Golden Age. So now if you want to talk about time traveling, that's time is going forward, not backwards. So you're going back, but it's repeating itself. That's what it's doing, like a clock.
Yeah. For the Mayans, that's what's happening.
For all cultures.
Oh, for everyone. But
for everyone.
According to the Mayans, or just according to all? Or
everything. To everyone.
Culture,
the Mayans knew about it. Yeah.
Now I understand.
Yeah, the Mayans knew about it.
All
because they tracked their souls.
Follow the same. I get it. I get it. So everyone knew, no matter what culture, that this is happening, and this is how to go about it. And Lou, you were saying that it wasn't you that told you about the Hopi creation story?
No, that wasn't me. I don't remember me. I know about the ant people and stuff, but...
You know what it is? It's the sun, man. So remember when I used to have my podcast back in the days, I had a Hopi call in, and he was telling the Hopi creation story, and he was telling me about the ant people, how we're related. I don't want to miss... quote the story, but pretty much what he told me is that we knew that we live like 10 different times, and that's where the story of the lake happened, stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
that,
you know, the story, the flood story. That's what he's talking about, the flood story.
The
lake,
flood
right?
story, exactly.
Yeah, you
exactly.
see? Now you see that? Now look at this.
Yeah.
Right? Now you have the Atlantean, and you have the Noah's Ark, the flood with Noah. Then you also have the Taino flood story. Right?
That's interesting.
Yeah, the Sumerian, right? Yeah, the Sumerian flood story, which is the Gilgamesh.
Correct.
So now we're going to go back to cycles now. Again, let's travel back in time. Now, to some archaeologists, they said there was a big catastrophe of a flood that occurred 12,000 some years ago.
Correct.
Now,
I've heard of
we're
that.
Now we're going to use a time-traveling clock now. I almost said cock. I don't know how the hell that shit came to me. But anyways, so you're going to use the clock, right? So you're going to go back from now all the way from Aquarius, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. That's 12,000 years. Cancer is a water sign. Is a water sign. That's exactly where the Noah's Ark occurred. And the age of Cancer.
Huh. That's
and
pretty
everything
crazy.
Ties, yeah, everything ties from that time as well, which is interesting. Atlantean, Noah's Ark, or most of the floods.
That's
from
deep.
That time,
and
that's 12,000 years.
That's insane. And this is a new era now. We're in the new.
We're in a new cycle.
That's right.
That's right. This is so we in the age of Aquarius. Who's the who? What's in an Aquarius? It's a man holding a pitcher. You see what I'm saying? He's holding a water bearer. But in the Bible, you know him as John the Baptist, the baptizer. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get baptized? With water.
Correct.
Now, where does the age of Aquarius start? February and January, right?
Correct.
So, what is January? January. Saint John the Baptist, right? Then you have February in Latin. Febru or February means purification, how you get purified with water, right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So you have all of that. Anyways, not to get too biblical. So anyways, that's the time from Cancer all the way to Aquarius. That's 12,000 something years. So now it's repeating itself. We're going to go to Aquarius. Then we're going to go to Capricorn. Then we're going to go to Sagittarius. It's going to keep repeating, bro, repeating. And then you're going to go through catastrophes. You're going to go through catastrophes because that is the nature of the cosmic and of Earth. The Earth, now, the world doesn't end. Mankind.
It's the people.
Ends. Mankind is the people, but we will survive. We
so
will survive.
I have a question. Did Bob Lazar say why they did this to us, or how he knew that we're engineered?
He doesn't know, but I think it was a way to show us how to survive these catastrophes. So because you see what I'm saying? Because there's an African tribe called the Dogon, right? And check this out. This is an interesting thing. If you ever want to read about them, is a book called The Pale Fox. And other ones. I actually know one of the guys who's he studies the Dogon tribe. He wrote books about them. Great guy. I got four of his books in the Pale Fox. These Dogon tribe they're from Mali. They left Egypt supposedly thousands of years ago. But the writing glyphs is very similar to the hieroglyphics. And it is said that the glyphs that they write is very astrophysics are studying them because they resembled what you can see through an electron microscope, like atoms, quartz,
really?
All these things. Yeah. So they have the quartz petroglyph that they have is what you can see through electron microscope. Now, how did they know this? How come their glyphs look like that? And they call it an atom. That's what they call it, this element. Now, how did they know this? You know what they see? You know what Dogon means? Dogon is
what?
They follow the dog star, Sirius. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Sirius, the dog star. And they believe that's where they came from.
Yeah,
so
and
now,
when I was up north.
With time.
No, I was just going to say, when I was up north, I remember another whole series of things that I experienced that I've had. And at the end, you know, I was told, you know, that up north, I mean, by tribe up north, that, yeah, they do also do believe our ancestors came from these specific stars. And I think it's the same
That's
stars
right.
that you're speaking of. You know, I learned that too as well when I was over there.
Mm-hmm. The Mayans believe they came from Pleiades. And what's interesting, there is a star called Maya in Pleiades.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they get the word Mayan from, right?
Yeah.
So there's seven, mm-hmm. even some of the, you know, Pleiades is very interesting. The seven sisters, you know, that's in the constellation of Taurus, mm-hmm. right?
So
you have all that.
So I was going to say, so according to Renee, we have good news. You can't time travel, so that means that we're not going to be dead in the year 2027, right? Because it's impossible.
No, we're not going to be dead. We have a long, man, maybe, you know what's funny? Look at this. Let me give you something very interesting. So we were talking about the coronavirus. We were talking about all these things, right?
Correct.
Do you know that this all happened because of an astrological event? Did you know that?
The coronavirus? No, I did not.
So I give you an example. This only happens maybe 100 and something years, maybe 200 and something years. If you understand how astrology works, right? Some people don't like astrology, but if you just understand how the star works, when Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, and those three, and Jupiter, are all in one sign together, that is a very big event. And that all happened when the coronavirus occurred.
Oh, really?
This happened before in 9/11.
Okay.
And this happens.
Okay,
every time this happens, comes with it. You see what
got
I'm saying
it.
Here?
Got it. Yin and yang again. Yeah,
the
good.
You
have the bad. But there is a good that will
exactly.
come. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. That's pretty interesting stuff. You know, is Spooky Steph still there? Maybe she's gone. That's oh, okay. I'm making sure we're still there. But listen, you know what, Renee? I really appreciate you calling, man. You know, you're always welcome, bro. You know, you're part of the family. And I was thinking that, you know, we're going to end the show early today with this. I think that it was great. So I really do appreciate it. You calling. I hope you have a safe trip home because I know you're about to get on a plane, right, pretty soon?
Yeah. No. I'll get in the plane. My plane doesn't come until 11:43, man. I got 3 hours.
Oh, wow. So you have 3 hours to kill.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll give you my number, man. You call me after. We'll catch up and talk.
Yeah, man.
My
I got your number.
I can call you. So, yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. You do have my number. See, man, I am so out of it. I apologize.
Don't even worry about it, brother.
But, I'm going to end the show early, and I just want to say thank you so much for calling. Steph, thank you so much. San Gori, everyone that's listening, you know we appreciate and love you. You could follow me at Unknown New Mexico on Facebook or Spooky News Paranormal on Facebook. And anytime you want to call in, share, send messages, we're all open to ideas. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Okay?
Thanks, everybody.
All right, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Father Cody, and you have a great night. Are you there?
All right, man. Thanks a lot. And I'll see you in 2026 before it all ends.
And then we'll, at that time, we'll play that soft, you know, relaxing spa music. I'm down.
That's right,
everyone,
man.
Have a good night.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you.
What's that? I know I've heard something. They're gonna come and kill me. I know they will. This is something that was my challenge. I heard you. Now I need to run. There's nowhere to go with them. Help me. I need some help. Help me. Oh my God, I heard that. What are you doing? No, don't do that. I'm so scared. Help me.